All right, welcome back. Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM. Got to tell you, too, that podcasts for the program, anytime I have a guest on, we put that up on the podcast section of WPHM.net, and that is now brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance, Aaron Meadows Agency. So if you miss out on part of my conversation today with Brady, you can pick it up on the podcast. Or if somebody you know didn't hear it, you can say, just go get the podcast. It was great. Brady went off on the Lions again. You're going to go off on the Lions again? Because I got to be honest, Brady, they didn't play a bad – well, defensively, they're awful. But their offense finally played a good game.
Yeah, you're right. But there's a lot of things to get into with this game. There's a lot of things I look at. And you start off, okay, I'm going to get this out of the way up front. And no way am I saying this, but – you know, going into Jerry World, you're not going to get the calls. So that, yeah, I will say it played a small factor. And because Cowboys didn't get their first call until the third quarter, there was 7-0 anyway. Reasons why the Lions lost now. First two drives of the game, you get across the 50-yard line, and you get 0 points. 0 points. That, and again, the game was that close. Second quarter, you have a dropped interception, which leads to 3 points. So now if you just get field goals on those first two drives, that's a 9-point swing. You keep going on. You had the fumble at the end zone that didn't bounce your way. Now, I'm not blaming the Lions on that, but that's a missed opportunity. You had the forced fumble on the last drive that, you know what? If that play happens 10 times, that result happens less than one time that the quarterback's able to cleanly pick it up and throw it away. So those are the missed opportunities alone, not getting into why is Gerard Davis in man coverage on Ezekiel Elliott when the biggest knock against the dude is that he can't cover people. So you put him on one of the most prolific running backs in the league, and on the last drive, there's a lot of question marks coming out, and I think this was about what the Detroit Lions are. I think you saw right about the Lions' average was yesterday's game. Matt Stafford, I thought, played well for the most part. I mean, 8 drives, and you get 24 points. I can't kill you there. It would have been nice to get more points going into the fourth quarter, but... And little Kerryon Johnson got 9 carries.
That disappoints me.
Yes, but if you look at the game, there wasn't a ton of more opportunities. If you want to say he should have gotten 3 or 4 more of LeGarrette Blount's carries, maybe. But I'm not going to kill him on that yet. It was disappointing, but I think maybe a couple more. But I didn't see how he was going to get to 20 the way that game played out. And looking at it as a whole, your season's on life support now. That it beep, beep, beep. Your season's almost dead. It damn near is. But if you lose next week, you're going to start talking about, okay, are we drafting Chase Winovich or Nick Bosa, or who are we drafting if you lose this next game?
I wouldn't be too disappointed with that kind of talk. I think they have an opportunity to win next week. I realize they lost this week, but the last 2 weeks I feel a little bit better about the Lions. After the first 2 weeks I thought they were terrible.
Yeah, see, and how big is it? If you just win the Jets game or the 49ers game, you're 2-2, and your season's not dead. How big is coming out looking like you've never seen a football before?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not saying that they're the favorite to beat the Packers, but at home, I think they have a chance.
They're only a 1-point dog.
Yeah, I think they have a chance to beat the Packers, but I told you the one thing that scared me when we talked about this last week. I was afraid of Ezekiel Elliott, and it turned out that 152 yards rushing, 88 yards receiving, and he had a career for yards gained from scrimmage, a career best game.
280 or something.
So of course, you know, thank you, Detroit Lions, for being the cure for what ails people. And again, Stafford, I thought, really good. Golden Tate had another big game. Golden Tate likes playing Dallas.
Yeah.
He always has a big game against the Cowboys, no matter where they play him. And like I'm sure a lot of people, Dallas or the Lions scored the touchdown with 2:17 to go, and I turned and said, too much time on the clock, the Cowboys are going to drive down, kick a field goal, and win the game. And I don't think I was the only person that was saying that who was watching the Detroit Lions.
No, and I don't know why, but I've heard people say today, why did you score so quickly? And my response to that is, stop watching football. You don't understand the game.
Yeah, you got to score when you can score.
Yes. No, because I've heard multiple people say Golden Tate should not have scored there and should have fell down or let more time run off. And I say to them, you're an idiot. You don't know football. Because that is maybe the dumbest armchair quarterback take I think I have ever heard.
Yeah.
Because if he falls down and they don't get six, yeah. Yeah, that looks a lot worse.
There are occasions that pop up rarely in football where it is the better play not to score.
But if they were down two, I agree with you.
In that situation, that's not the play there. In that situation, the play is you got a chance to get into the end zone with 2:17 to go to take the lead in the game. You go into the end zone and you score.
If you're down one or two or tied, then I agree with you, yes. Actually, no. If you're tied, no. You score.
There are times when you have the lead where it's better not to score.
Yes.
Because by scoring, you give the team a chance.
If you're up 1 point, yeah, you don't. But, no, that's dumb. So, the Lions are frustrating. What else is new? But, again, I said it to you 2 weeks ago. This regime has until next opening day to right this ship. Whether it's coach these guys up, scrap your way to a 9-7 season, or go through this season and make big moves in the offseason.
Well, this week for them, I mean, again, it's one of those perception things. You lose to Green Bay and you hit the bye week 1-4. It's a long, long time before you play your next game, and you are going to get shredded by the media and the fans if you are 1-4. But if you somehow beat the Packers and get to 2-3, they'll still be heat on you, but it'll take it off quite a bit, I think.
And see, I don't think the Packers are that good. I think Aaron Rodgers is their entire team, and if he doesn't play great, I think it's a winnable game. And what this is, if you look at the schedule, they have to win their next three, because they play Green Bay at home, bye week, at Miami, home against Seattle. That gets you to 4-3, and then you have the unholy gauntlet with Chicago, Minnesota, L.A., Chicago and Minnesota again, I believe, and Carolina's in there too. So you need to win your next three if you want to even discuss playoffs.
And I know a lot of people think Miami's an apparition, but going down to Miami, I'd rather play them at Ford Field than have to go down there. I don't trust Lions team on
Miami's
the road.
Miami's fake.
Yeah, but maybe not against the Lions.
Miami will not win more than six games this year.
Wow, bold statement from Brady.
They're not good. They're not. They lucked in. They're doing what the Lions used to do. Start off fast and then... No. Miami Dolphins are no good. They're not going to win six games. Or they'll win at most six games.
All right.
And they're 3-1 right now.
So you're saying the Lions, no question in your mind, should go down to Miami and win that football game?
They should. Now, am I saying that's going to be one of their six? Maybe. We'll see how they look. Because through 4 weeks, we don't know the identity of this team. I think it's a lot of what you saw in Dallas. That's what it felt like, is that's what you're going to get more games than not. Because you're not going to see them play as bad as they did against the Jets. And you're not going to see them play as good as they did against the Patriots. Somewhere in the middle. And I think last week was that middle.
Well, they're going to have to figure out this run defense. I know people keep telling me, well, this is how Patricia teams play, you know, the beginning of the season, but by the end of the year it works out. By the end of the year it might be too late. They need to figure out at least by the end of the bye week, they have to have their run defense sorted out or it's going to be a really long year.
Yes, and you know what? He was able to take time to figure it out because you had the greatest quarterback of all time getting you wins that in a place like Detroit, you're not getting.
Yeah. Did you realize this? I heard this stat earlier today, in fact. Okay, we all know that Matthew Stafford has the most game-winning touchdown drives in the last, what is it, last decade. Do you know who's number two?
He currently plays, let me think. So that's probably a guy on an okay team because a guy like Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers isn't going to be coming from behind as much. It's going to be, and he's probably been playing for a while, Matt Ryan?
No, it's Dak Prescott. That was his 10th yesterday.
Really?
Yes. Stafford has 11 and Dak Prescott has 10.
Wow.
That's what I said when I heard that.
And he's not a good quarterback, but the Lions made him look all right.
Well, I could look all right if I just dinked it over to Ezekiel Elliott and let him do the rest.
He had 200-some yards, and 80 of them came to him just flipping it to Zeke and one throwing it. And there were some nice throws. He did make some nice throws. I will give him credit for that. And one thing I want to mention, Darius Slay looked like an all-pro corner yesterday. I thought he played exceptionally well.
I like the Lions secondary. I do. I'm disappointed in the linebacking core. I really thought Jared Davis was going to be a super football player, and through a season plus, he's been a big disappointment for me.
He's leading the team in tackles, and he, in the run game at least, he's able to hawk people down sideline to sideline. So he has he's not that bad of a player.
Now, I just expected more. Like the hype about him made me think that he was going to be special, and he's not special.
I'd say so far he's been above average, but he's shown flashes of being really good.
I'm disappointed in him. Disappointed.
He's leading the team in tackles. He led the team in tackles yesterday.
Yeah, he's leading the team in tackles because they can't stop the run, and it's getting through to him. So he's tackling running backs 8 yards down the field.
If you're Bob Quinn, is your focus this offseason? I know we're in week five, but there's gaping holes on defense. That front seven, how much are you investing into that front seven?
Yeah, at this stage, you know, they've spent the last couple of years, or at least the first few years that Bob Quinn's been here, trying to get the offensive line together, working on the run game and all that. They don't need to draft for offense at this stage. They need to repair that defense because ultimately, Brady, we all know, I know that the league is more wide open now and people throw the ball and there's more points scored, but ultimately, at the end of the year, the teams that win are teams that have good defense.
Mm-hmm. Don't you feel a little bad for T.J. Lang? That did not look good. And he's a guy that, I mean, he's playing for his hometown team. I think that's his fifth concussion. I don't know how much longer you're going to have him.
No, you might only have him for the rest of this year, which is a shame.
Because he's a good player. He's a really good player. And he looked messed up. And he is in concussion protocol, and good thing. I mean, I haven't seen anything else with Darius Slay because he limped off, but I think he's fine. I didn't see anything saying he was hurt, so no, right. It's frustrating.
Yeah, welcome to the boat that I've been on for 50 years,
and that's why I can't say anything where you go, they won't win because it's the Lions. I'm like, well. You have your entire life to back you up.
Yeah, you used to argue with me a little bit. I want to tell people that I went down to Wayne State on Saturday. Katie and I went down. We had a good time. We hooked up with the Beedens at the tailgate, and that was fun. There was a good spread there. I got to talk to Uncle Ron there for a little while. and Coach Mullins was there, and Big Mike was there. So it was a fun time at the tailgate. And then we got to see Brady play on real instead of on TV. And I won't say much for the Wayne State performance, Brady, but we were proud of you. And we loved it when you got a tackle and they put your face up on the screen and you did your little dance there on the screen. We got a kick out of that. You are a ham.
Well, yes. Did you expect anything else?
Anyways, it did not go well for the Warriors. And you are right. The mascot is the worst in all of sports.
Yes, it is the Wayne State has the single worst mascot in professional college high school sports. I dare. It's Gritty is better than our mascot.
On that note, though, Brady, I do have to let you go.
All right.
But as always, thank you for the Monday morning call, or Monday afternoon call at this game.
Hopefully I'll be talking to you next week with a little more optimism.
Well, we'll see what happens. Like I say, there's a big difference between how people perceive them at 2-3 if they have a good game against the Packers than how they perceive them if they go to 1-4.
Exactly. You're not wrong there.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, there's Brady Beaton joining us on a Monday to talk a little Lions football. And so far this season, it's been very depressing. And Brady's usually positive about the Lions. He wants to put the best foot forward and believe in them. But I keep telling him, they're the Lions. They're going to let you down. And they did yesterday, although I didn't. I mean, it was certainly an entertaining game, if nothing else. But Dallas won it 26-24. Take a break, and we'll be back with more in just a moment on the Dennis Stuckey Show.